Well, I read about four sentences in a 1990 article in Russian Literature Triquarterly, which isn't something I usually read. The author there was using our word soundwriting as a literal translation of the word zvukopis.
Zvukopis. So is it Russian?
I think so. I hadn't heard that word before, so I followed the thread a little farther. I found a Croatian radio program named Zvukopis, and it seemed to have something to do with multimodality.
Okay, that's really promising.
Yeah. I also found a St. Petersburg record company named Zvukopis in 1911.
I love 1911 Russian record companies.
And a review that used that word to describe a Czech sound installation. I also found a Serbian musician using Zvukopis to talk about the experience of listening nostalgically to music from his childhood.
So Zvukopis as affect?
Maybe chirotic memory?
Yeah. So that's a lot. What else did you find with Zvukopis?
Well, I did an image search using the Cyrillic characters, and I came up with some stuff that looks like middle school language arts worksheets.
Okay, so that's pedagogy. What were they teaching?
Something about prosody. I don't read Russian. But from what I could tell, it's something about repeated sounds in verse.
Repeated sounds in verse. Okay, so was there anything scholarly you found online besides that original thing that you found in the Russian Lit Journal?
Some. When I searched with the English transliteration, I found a critical biography of a Russian futurist poet that uses Zvukopis and translates it there as sound painting.
Interesting. I wonder how else the word Zvukopis gets translated.
Well, Kyle, I found an article that translated as sound script and another one translating it as visual noise. There's an article that calls it Russian cubo-futurist Zvukopis, and that one says the English equivalent is landscapes of sound. There's this one Russian ornamental prose. It translates instrumentovka Zvukopis as sound orchestration. And this one translates it as sound repetitions. And this one says pattern of sound.
Okay, wait. So we've got translations of Zvukopis as sound painting, as sound script, visual noise, landscapes of sound, sound repetitions, and pattern of sound. Okay, so there's a lot of connotations going on there. Do you have any denotations, any actual like definitions of the term?
Well, there's a piece, Language Specificity of the Poetic Text in Russian Poetry and Belarus, that uses the word.
Does it define the word Zvukopis?
I don't know. It's in Russian.
Okay, it's my turn. Well, here's what I found. There's a dissertation that defines Zvukopis as, in prosody, the same as a system of sound repetition specifically selected to create a rustle, whistle, and others.
You found that super fast. Is it a poetry dissertation?
No, it's in music history.
Huh. The repetition of sounds that evoke a rustle or whistle.
Apparently. Okay, so the author explains, the essence of Zvukopis lies in the close connection between the initial sound, i.e. physiological acoustics, and metaphor. The concept of Zvukovaya metaphora is another characteristic feature of Gogol's writing.
That is way more specific than anything else I found, but maybe that's related to this last piece of info.
Okay, what's that?
Well, when I looked at all the translations, I noticed that most of them suggest something about repetition and pattern. And so I started thinking about noise instead of voice or music. And that dissertation you found suggests sibilant sounds, right? Rustles and whistles. And so all of that leads me to static. That's a type of noise.
Sure. I guess noise is part of sound as well.
Yeah. Well, I know Stephen Hammer studies noise, so I asked him if he'd run across our word Zvukopis in the history of noise art, and he thinks he has when he was reading about Zaum.
I'm afraid to ask what Zaum means.
I know. This is where I stopped for now. It's definitely something I want to look into later, though.
Cool. But for now, we have a lot. We can still say that Zvukopis can be translated as sound writing, that it involves immersive, multi-sensory memory, And people using sound can write it that way, taking advantage of sound's powers. That's all part of sound writing. So there are some associations to our work there too. It's intriguing. It's really cool stuff.